Nafel. It was like she had some type of a miscarriage, but we don't know exactly what it was. We don't know whether it was a Nafel that's Matama or whether it was Tamaruach. So Moses Ivo Lady says the case was he wanted to check it out in Zochman the Kedu Katoni. Masha for sure was one of the two. So Moses says, no, this is what I meant to say. Hachi Kama. Or Boar Kern the Kern came, the Hatesits, and looked over the boar, later to know. In Napoli Pilu, in Ruach Pilu. One subject was it Tamaruach? Not even a Nafel altogether, so there's no Tumor altogether. Or no, maybe it was a Nafel. And the Intim Slayma Nafel Lipilu laid them Zorcha in the cave. You want to know where the Zorcha in the cave? So therefore, it's only a Suffolk Tumor in the first place. And since it's only a Suffolk Tumor, therefore we say Suffolk could be made to him with a Suffolk. And the boy is saying, no, Kivan the Chud of Balas Mitzrayim Shem, Vadi Guru. But tell man on a board that Vadai has weasels there, so that's come out like a Vadai that they'll grab away the Nafel. So if we have right to say like come out for sure when this Kohen looked over the board to look down and see if he could see it there, it for sure was not there yet. So that's why he saw. The other time, usually the klal is, Ein Sofik might say Midei Vadai. Alright, we'll stop here. Yeah, middle of the Shalawat of Ein Sofik Moitzimide Vadai. So that was the last teretz here by this Chudo. That's called the Vadai. It says, before you say it again, Ki Chudo Ubardless. It'll happen more so like Kimi Nefer, Shalawat, Kimi Nefer, 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 Kimi to know if it was a Zohar or a Nekeva. So therefore it's only called the Sofik, whether it was an Eifel, they were all together or not. Therefore, Minas Sofik, Sofik is Mitzvah de Sofik. And the boy, the second test of the boy, Yisayma, Kivun the Chud, the Batmas, Mitzvim Shom, in that bore, in that ditch, where they threw the Eifel down, since it was Shchiyach, Tava, or Chud, the weasels come and eat there, is that sort of like a Vadei Guru. That's sort of like a Vadei, they took away the Eifel. If it's not considered like a soft, it's called come out like a vadai. Now the Gemara says, "Boy, my name Rav Nachman." He asked a question for Rav Nachman. Vestos the Yiraisa Oid Rabbonin. What's this halacha? Vestos that we know Venisha sees three times in a row, so she has to be afraid next time she sees that time. She has to make a bedika. Is that a chiv midiraisa? And therefore Rashi says, like midiraisa, you have to make the bedika. And if she doesn't check herself during that vest, that time, then we say Shivade so and she's Tamei. Or the rest of the folly says a suffix to Midiraisa. Or the other side is no, it's only Midirabonin. So Midirabonin, the Pshat is you have to make a Badika. But let's say she does not make a Badika then, so then she's still Torah. As long as she makes the Badika later on, whenever she makes the Badika, it'll be alright. Midirabonin, like we do not say Shivade so that time. So that's the Shaila. So Amul, we said back like this. Midiyama Huna, since Huna said that Chavrayin, Mishmer the Rav, name of Rav, that Isha Shiesh Levest, Nisa has a vest. Vigia Shah's vest, the kind of time of a vest. And Veloid Bodko, she didn't check herself that period. Olib Saif, later on, Rosso, later on, she did see Dam, Rashi says, Min Vibdika Rishonah Shabotka Atzmuliachas Man. Later, the first Vibdika she made, she found herself to be Tamei. So Locher is, that Rav says, Chosheshes Levestus. What Taka Choshes means that maybe she did see Dan before when she had a Vesis. The Choshes L'Riyosa. And also the Choshes L'Riyosa. So Rashi explains meaning that her Riyah she has now. So really she should be Tomei Mi'es Lace, like regular Isha. So therefore, if the last time the Vesis was on, let's say, 12 hours ago, so we'll still go bust the Riyah now to say she's Tomei Mi'es Lace. All the Tyra she tossed the last 24 hours should become Tomei. But let's say she sees now 2 days after the Vesis, so now there's no din, Mace Lace is only 1 day back, so then we say, no, we are Chosheshes Levesis, to say that since she did not check the time when she was supposed to see, we say like she did have a dam then. It's the Alma, we see that Rav holds, Vestus is the Eraisa. So when it comes the time, the period that you're supposed to see, if she does not make a Bedika that time, we have to say that most probably she did see dam, and therefore she'll be Tommy from that time. So you see, Rav holds, Vestus is derisive. And Ika the army, some say no. That Ochikomle, this is what he said, Ochikomle, Time of the Rosa. What's the reason why? Because they saw. Hola Rosa, if they did not see, ain't Cheshishin. There's water, we say, she's Tommy, and of course now the next B'dikah she made, she pronounced herself to be Tommy. Hola Rosa, let's say she did not see. The Lachra said, ain't Cheshishin. We're not afraid to say maybe she did see. And so Alma, what do we say? They would say that Vestas is Rabbonim. That true, the day of a vest, she's supposed to check herself. But if she did not check herself, we do not say she saw. And therefore, if she made a badika later and she found herself to be tor, we say she's still tor. So kitzas a machlekes, it's a shalis, what if Rav holds, whether he holds vestas, it derives of the Rabbonim. Itmar learned like this. Itmar, isha sheesh lo vestas. An isha has a vest kavua. She has a time, every, let's say, every Rosh Chodesh she sees. The gia shas vesta, came now Rosh Chodesh. And let's say she had a time even, she used to see 12 o'clock and choose 12 o'clock at noon time, she used to see. And it came now Rosh Chodesh at 12 o'clock, v'loy bodka, she did not make a b'dika then. Or l'psayv, later on, a day later, she made a b'dika. So Amar Rav, Rav says like this, bodka motza temeya temeya. If she checks herself now and finds out that she's tummy, so very good, now she's tummy. Torah, she checks herself now, a day later, and she's just this Torah, the locher is Torah, she remains Torah. That's what Rav holds. Or Shmuel Amar Shmuel says no. Afilo bodka matza tor, even though she makes a bedikah later and she finds herself to be tor, nami tmei, the lechur is tor, she's tamei. And what's the reason? Bevnei shayrech v'zman abo, because vice the old vestas is the eraisa, that he holds that the oirech means the dam comes at the time when it's supposed to come. So since you did not check yourself at that time, we have a right to say most probably the dam did come then, and therefore she's tamei. So Chur the Gemara says, Lema, let's say, the Vestas, the Machlekes is, whether this din vest that she's supposed to see is in the Yeraisa or only with the Rabbanim. To Masav of the Yeraisa, and therefore, since she did not make a B'dika, she's Tomei. Or Masav of Rafals, no, it's only with the Rabbanim. And therefore, when she makes a B'dika later and she finds out that she's Tor, she would say she's always Tor. So Chur asks the Machlekes. Gemara says, no. Omer Rabzera says it could be the Kuliyam, everybody agrees. That Vestas the Yeraisa, everybody agrees that near the Yeraisa we do say that the dam came at that period if she did not make a bdika. But the chiluk is kan shebotko atzma kishir Vestas. Does that Rav said that she makes the bdika she's Torah means she made the bdika right after her vest, right after the time that she's supposed to see? She did not check herself during that time, but right afterwards she made the bdika. So Rav hold that helps, that's considered like she made a b'dika, and therefore she's Torah. But Khan, that the next month Yama, Shmuel holds, Khan, she did not make the b'dika right away, but she made a b'dika a little bit later. So therefore, since at the time of the Vesta she did not make a b'dika, and we hold Vesta as the Raisa, so we have to be chosh, maybe the dam did come out, and therefore we'll say she's Tommy. Or else Rashi says another pshat that could be no machlokes. Just one is talking about when she made the b'dika right away, and one is talking about when she made the b'dika later on, so kubi b'chal, there's no machlekes. Now Rav Nachman by Yitzchokom, he says that the vestas kufa kviflug, you know, that's kufa machlekes, that the mass of the vestas the eraisa, that's what Shmuel holds. Shmuel holds that the vestas is the eraisa, and therefore since she did not make the b'dika b'zman vestas, she's tomei. Or mass of a Rav holds, no. Or mass of a vestas only with the Rabbanan. And therefore, even though she did not make a b'dika then, but she makes a b'dika later and finds out that she's Torah, we say she's still Torah. Omer Rav Sheshet says, Yishinot k'tanoi, this is a machlokes tanoim, that Rabbi Elezer oimer t'meya nida. The case where the vestas passed by, she didn't make a b'dika, we say she's Tomei nida, mashma she's badi Tomei. Rabbi Shu oimer tivdek, no, if this vest passed by, know what she has to do, make a b'dika now. And if she finds out that she's Torah now, that's good. So you see, we do not say Shivadi saw Dam then, but rather she remains Torah. And Vahanitun Radis Tanoim, Kihanitun Radis Tanoim. The Tanoim learned like this. Rabbi Meir Oimer, Temeya Nida. And Meir Taka says, when the vest passes by, she didn't make a b'dika, she's Tamei Nida. Vachomer, the Chom say, Tivda, the Chom say, no, that you can make a b'dika later. And the b'dika later would help that we don't say for sure she saw at the time of the vest. It's only with Rabbanan, and therefore the din of the Rabbanan is that whenever you make a b'dika, you find yourself to be, the Rabbanan said, look, at Chil, you're supposed to make a b'dika true during that Zman HaVest, when you usually see. But even if you didn't make a b'dika then, it would help to make a b'dika later. Omer Abaye says, you should know, Afanan Narmitinino, we also learn like this, Afanan Narmitinino, Ditna, we learn like this. Rabbi Meir Rameya says, Im hoisa b'machvo, let's say she was in a hiding place, v'higiya shas vestas, came the time to see a vest, when she's in a hiding place, means she's scared. The goyim are coming there. And v'loy botka, she did not make a bedika then, adin is tahira. Rameya says she's tor, even though it was the zman of a vest, and the reason is, shecharoda mesleket sadomim. Since she was scared then, she was hiding from the goyim, from the army, so when you're scared, that takes away your dam. So the yikah is like this. Time, what's the reason why we say she's terrorist, the yikah haroda? Only because she's scared. That takes away the dam. Mashmo like a haroda, but she wouldn't be in a place that she's nervous. It'd be in a wrong, regular place, and it comes the time of the vestas, then she'd be tameya. So Alma, what do we see? Vestas is the raisa. If she doesn't make a bedika during that time, we say that for sure she's sure dam and she'll be tameya. So right there, that's Rameya Shita. I think Mar says again, Lema, let's say Hani Tanoi, these Tanoim, Pahon Nami Fli, they also argue like this. They also argue in this machlokes. The Tani, we learn like this. Haroya dam machmas maka. Let's say Nisha has a wound inside her body, so, and it drips blood. So when she sees dam, now we have right to say it's not the dam nido. But it's a dam from the maka, the wound she has inside, and she's tor. So it says, a roya dam machmas maka. It says, a chidish, afilo b'tochi meni dosa. Even though it's coming out the time that usually she sees nida, means it came her vest. Still tahira. Diva Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. That's the words of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. In other words, we do not know for sure that dam nidas came out. It could be the dam she's seeing now is only the dam of the maka. And even though the vest has passed by, vice versa is only because vest is the rabbonin. That when the rice, we don't say for sure she saw dam. So therefore, since the dam she's seen now, we have a right to say it came from the maka, she remained Torah. However, Rebbe says no. In yesh la vestas, if she has the vestas, so the cheshesh of the vestas, you have to be afraid for that vestas. So the Mor says, my love, isn't it balkan if they argue like this, that the mas of the vestas the raisa, or mas of the vestas the rabbonin? Isn't this machlekes, that one knows vestas is the raisa, and one knows vestas is the rabbonin? Because if you know it's only with the Rabbonin, then Kozma, we don't know for sure, she saw, we say she's Torah. Smur says no. Could be Yom Rabinu Vina says loy. It could be the Kuli Yama Vestas the Rabbonin. Both agree that really it's only with the Rabbonin Vestas. And therefore here, we do not have a right to say for sure she saw Dam. Therefore she should not really be Tomei here. But so why does Rebbe say that she's Tomeiya? Here the shadow is of this blood, even though it's not the dam of nida, it's the dam of a wound, but since it touches homakor, it touches the womb, does the womb make that dam tame, make it into an avatuma? And therefore when the dam comes out, it's metamho, so it should be tame for one day, that's the machlekes. True, the isha self is not tame mishum nida. She's Torah, it's not called dam nida came out. But the dam tame, to cross the derech makor. But the reason why she's tummy is because that blood that came out since she touched the makor, her womb, mela, that makes the dam into an avatuma. And therefore she's like touching that dam, she becomes tummy for one day. So Yom Rebbe says back, no. If you're afraid that maybe taka, her vest came, then ishanami tameya. Even she herself should also be tummy for 7 days. If you're not afraid, because you tell me vestas is the rabbonin. You're not afraid the dam came out. If so, then Rebbe holds that Mekor Mekoy Maitoru. No, just the fact that that dam touched the womb does not make the dam into an avatuma. So therefore, Rebbe says like she's Torah. In other words, we both hold that vestas only with the rabbonin. So we don't say for sure she saw dam. It's only that what that it's a shaila of this dam became tomei because it went through near the Mekor. So that Rebbe says, no, the Makor is not Matam of the Dam. It's only Dam needed as an Avatumah, not his Dam. Now the Mishnah says, Beishamai, Rebbe Shammai says, Tzricha Beizeidim Akotashmish V'Tashmish. You have to have 2 Eidim for every Tashmish. Means, even if they live together twice or 3 times that night, by each Tashmish they have to check themselves. Tzricha Beizeidim, Rashi says, 2 new Shmatis Akotashmish. What? One before the Tashmis and one right after it. And they don't have to check it out at night time. They can check it out tomorrow morning. But our Kohen, they have to check themselves before and afterwards. This is Mustam Bezman, the Oysik and Tyrus. So That's the takana we had the Mishnah before. That the man, the Reisik and Tyrus, they have to check themselves before and after each beer. It's a good kasha. Didn't tell you this, the kasha. That Monashech, if you don't check until the next morning, what have to do it for? So you have to say it's a late plug. That's where the Rabbanu Mesakin. That's the takana Mishum Tyrus. That before Tashmash and after you have to have a bedika. But not that you have to really check it out Labaila, because it's not real Negei Labaila. Avadim and Astam, we say she's Torah. It's only a Chumrah. So the Chumrah is Mishum Tyrus, that you always have to have a bedika before Tashmash and afterwards. And therefore, Beshameh says, Oy Tashmash Li Yohaneh, or else Yol, they can have Tashmash in front of the light. And that meaning that right after the if you don't have different Shematis, so it means right after the bedika, you have to check it out and see. If you see it's Torah, then you could have another Tashmish and use the same Bedika over again. But if you don't want to check it over at night time, then you have to have a different Shemata each time. It's enough to have two Edom the whole night time. In other words, you have to make one Bedika before the first Tashmish, and then you have to make one Bedika after the last Tashmish, that's all. But in between you don't have to, like you're saying, since you don't check it out anyway, so what's the purpose? Elamai just time to know for Tyrus if you tell me or not. So if it's enough, just to make one bedika before and one bedika later, and that's enough.